The 22nd of July, the feast day of St. Mary Magdalene. What a wonderful saint we honor today. Mary came from the town of Magdala, which is on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. It's a small fishing village. What we know about her from Scripture, the Bible says that the Lord had cast out of her seven demons. So one time it seems that she was possessed and the Lord had converted her. Probably she heard Jesus' preaching, became a follower of Jesus. He did an exorcism, cast out these seven demons, and she became one of the holy women who began to follow Christ with the Blessed Mother and the other holy women of that day. So she also was at the foot of the cross. Scripture tells us that she was at the foot of the cross, as Bishop Sheen said. At the foot of the cross was Our Lady, Mary Magdalene, John the Beloved, innocence, penitence, and priesthood. John the priest, Our Lady the innocent one, Mary Magdalene the penitent one. So Mary Magdalene is the patron saint of all repentant sinners, of all those who draw close to Christ after a conversion experience. We also know she went to the garden, and she was the first one to publicly see the Lord after his resurrection. The fathers of the church have always speculated that the first one to see the risen Lord privately was our Blessed Mother, because she had suffered so much through the sufferings of Jesus, especially the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion, that he certainly would have appeared to his own mother privately first to manifest he was risen from the dead. But the first public manifestation of Jesus' resurrection was to St. Mary Magdalene. And that's what we heard about in today's gospel. Notice that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb expecting to find the dead body of Christ. She did not expect the resurrection. It took her a long time to accept the resurrection. She went probably that early that morning with maybe some of the other women to finish the anointing ceremonies that had not been completed because of the Sabbath. So she went to finish the anointings of the body with the sacred oils. But she looked and it said that the tomb was empty, and she began to weep, thinking somebody had stolen the body of Jesus. Well, then the angels tell her, "Why are you weeping?" She said, "They've taken my Lord. I don't know where they laid him." And then she turned around and saw a man. She thought he was the gardener and said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him." This incredible love that Mary Magdalene had for Jesus. And then Jesus speaks to her and says her name, Mary. Jesus knows each one of us by name. And then she turns around and realizes it is he and says, "Rabboni," or teacher. She tries to give him a hug, it seems, because he says to her, "Stop holding on to me. I've not yet ascended. But go tell my brothers that I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary Magdalene went off and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." That's why she's called the apostle to the apostles, because she was the first one to see the risen Lord publicly. She then ran off and proclaimed to the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead. So that's why she's called the apostle to the followers of Christ. We know from the tradition of the church that after the resurrection, she perhaps spent some time with the Blessed Mother in Ephesus and lived there with her and John the Beloved. We know she eventually went to France and lived perhaps in a cave of some sort in the area of Provence, France. So when we look at her life, we see that she must have been a friend of our Blessed Mother to be there at the foot of the cross, that she was close to John and Mary. We see in Mary Magdalene's life a true sorrow for sin, a personal, deep love of Christ, willing to sacrifice herself for Christ. We see in her what God's amazing grace can do to a soul, to drive out those demons and to make a great saint of Mary Magdalene. So she's a great sign of hope for those who stray, those who've been away from the church, praying for children, for grandchildren that have strayed. and we entrust them to our Blessed Mother and to her good friend, St. Mary Magdalene. So I'll now give you a blessing with this relic of St. Mary Magdalene. You can venerate it after Mass in the back of church. Through the intercession of St. Mary Magdalene, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.